The reason is because it was done for an occasion. Well, use the exact same logic over in 1 Corinthians 11, then. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5, the Bible says that a woman needs to be covered when she prays or prophesies. You see that? It's in there. Prayer or prophesying is parallel to mourning, to crying. She needs to have this covering on for this occasion. Not all the time, for this occasion. That shows you that this is talking about a temporary covering, an artificial covering, not the long hair covering mentioned in verse 15. It tells you that just as assuredly as you can tell in Esther 6, verse 12, that's talking about artificial covering for the exact same reason, I believe. Since the long hair cannot cover just for an occasion, it's either there none of the time or all of the time. It cannot be the covering of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5. You see? Cannot be the catacleuco covering. It's the parabolaion covering. I've heard that Greek word. Now, this is perhaps an oversimplification, but it helps us to kind of grasp what I'm saying. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5 tells a woman she needs to be covered when she prays or prophesies. Bill, I don't know if y'all probably had a garden before you moved back to the quote city. Did your wife, she ever work in the vegetable garden? Did she, according to verse 5, was she required to wear that covering while she was out there working that vegetable garden? She wasn't required. According to verse 15, was she required to have long hair while she was out in the vegetable garden? She was. You see, this covering in verse 5 is not required working in the vegetable garden. Now, if you decide to pray while you're in the vegetable garden, ladies, it would be required. I'm not talking about that. You're just out working in the vegetable garden, you're not praying. Does verse 5 require that covering in the vegetable garden? No. No, it doesn't. But verse 15 requires that covering when you're working in the vegetable garden. If you're in the grocery store, wherever you are, that covering is required all the time. Now that should tell us, is perhaps an oversimplification, but I want to keep it simple. That should tell us that there are two different coverings here. If one covering is required in the vegetable garden and the other is not, then that'd have to be two different coverings, wouldn't it? It'd have to be. I want to move on to one more point before I close. And I consider this a very important point, so I hope everybody will listen. In going over this lesson, I must have repeated myself 8 or 10 times that this covering is required when a woman prays or prophesies. You know, that's exactly what I believe about the matter. Many of our ladies who wear the covering only wear the covering in the assembly, in the church assembly. Perhaps at other sort of religious occasions, maybe at a funeral or maybe in the Bible class. Some may be only in the church assembly. But that's not what the Bible says. The covering is not required. It never says it's required in the church assembly or at funerals or at Bible class. What it says is that the woman ought to be covered when she prays or prophesies. The Bible is very clear on when. Very clear. It tells us exactly when. It does not leave it in the dark. It says it's when she prays or prophesies. And I want to make that clear to the ladies here who believe in the covering but only wear it in the church assembly or related activities. It's not just required in the church assembly. It's required whenever you pray, whenever you prophesy. And I hope you ladies are praying more often outside the assembly than you are. And if you are, then you're leaving off the covering more times when you ought to have it than you're wearing it times you ought to. You're wearing it when you pray in the assembly, and that's good, and that's right. But you're praying more often than that outside the assembly, you're not wearing it. The Bible says when you pray or prophesy. Let me make 3 quick points why I believe that. I just really made them. Let me make them again. Many folks teach what's just during the church assembly. It does not say that in the passage. It nowhere says that a woman needs to wear this covering in the church assembly. Now, sometimes people see the word churches of God in verse 16 and come to that conclusion. That's not doesn't say the church assembly. That's talking about the church, the congregation, whether they're in the assembly or not. A church is a church when they're not in the assembly. Sometimes the whole church comes together in one place. Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians 14. That implies they were the church before they came together in one place. You have the church here, and then sometimes they come into one place. That's the assembly. You notice in verse 11, chapter 11, it never says, talks about the church together in one place, the assembly. The churches of God are just talking about the congregations of God, the saved people. That's what church means. Wherever you are, the Beulah Church is the Beulah Church even when you're not assembled. Sometimes you do things when you're not assembled. Like you support preachers. One of the men may send a check to a preacher in China or somewhere, and he's doing it on behalf of the church. but he's not in the assembly when he sends that check. So you're the church. The Beulah Church is still the church, whether you're in the assembly or not. This is not a reference to the assembly in verse 16. So my first point is that chapter 11 does not say the covering is required in the church assembly. If it did, that's what I believe. And the second point is, it does tell us when it's required. It's clear. When she prays or prophesies. That's exactly what you're pointing. So if she prays in the assembly, she needs to have that covering. If she prays out of that assembly, she needs to have that covering. Doesn't even say when she prays in front of a man. Just says when she prays. So even if she's just praying all by herself, you know, she needs to pray. The sign of authority is a sign at least to God and herself, even when she's in the closet all by herself. It's at least a sign to God and herself. So just whenever she prays or prophesies. And here's the third point I'd like to make along these lines, and this clinches it, I think. You notice it did say that the woman is supposed to be covered when she prays or prophesies. Now, some say that's only in the church assembly. Since when do women prophesy in the church assembly? I know they pray in the church assembly. A man leads the prayer, and the women, they're supposed to be praying with him, so they're praying. I'd say they're praying silently. They're letting the man pick out the words. But the Bible specifically says in 1 Corinthians 14, 34 to 35, the woman is to keep silence in the church. It's a shame for women to speak in the church. They were never supposed to prophesy in the church. Women are never then and never now supposed to prophesy in the church, but this passage says she's to be covered when she prays or prophesies. The only place she ever prophesied was outside the church assembly. So this passage cannot be limited to church assembly because it says she needed to be covered when she prophesied, and she never prophesied in the church assembly. It was always outside the church assembly. Therefore, it has to apply outside the church assembly. And that should tell you that when a woman prays today, she needs to be covered, even when she's praying outside the church assembly. So it's a sin for a woman not to be covered when she prays and prophesies, in or out of the church assembly. That's what it is, a sin. Sin is a transgression of the law, and God's law says this is the way it ought to be done. So we need to think about that. We need to get our lives in conformance to God's word. And if whatever you think I might be wrong about, you just let me know about it and I'll consider it. Now we normally customarily end a lesson with the invitation. Let the invitation be this. If you're here and you're a woman and you're not covering your head when you pray or prophesy in or out of the assembly, I invite you to change and start before it's too late. And all the men here, that I will say, don't cover your head when you pray or prophesy in or out of the assembly. I suspect that you don't anyway, if not because the Bible says it, because of custom. But then let me say this to you men. Start standing for the covering. Start teaching it. So that's my invitation tonight. Start practicing what 1 Corinthians 11, 2 through 16 teaches. This time we sing the song.